From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Dozens of people have been killed in airstrikes that hit a jail and courthouse in northwestern Syria. Monitors say that civilians, fighters, and prisoners were killed in Saturday's attack. Amateur video from the wreckage shows rescuers digging out bodies. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights did not say whether the strikes in Idlib province were carried out by Syrian or allied Russian warplanes, both of which have bombed the area in recent weeks. The observatory says at least 39 people were killed in the strikes, which hit a courthouse and an adjoining prison under the control of Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra militants. Early accounts say that dozens of people were wounded and that the targeted facilities included the group's religious court and a jail. Al-Nusra is one of the most powerful jihadist groups operating in Syria. It seeks to establish an Islamic state in Syrian territory. Police in Kosovo used water cannon and tear gas to disperse thousands of anti-government protest marchers in the capital, Pristina. The rally, which began peacefully, was the latest in a series of demonstrations calling on the government to resign over recent deals with Serbia and Montenegro. Some demonstrators threw firebombs and stones toward the main government building, breaking windows and causing parts of the building to catch fire. Police responded by using tear gas to push back the protesters. Several injuries and arrests were reported. Opposition parties say the government's agreements with Serbia and Montenegro caused the country to lose territory. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says that his country conducted a hydrogen bomb test Wednesday as a, quote, self-defensive step for reliably defending the Korean Peninsula from what he called the danger of nuclear war caused by U.S.-led imperialists. Kim's comments, reported Saturday by North Korea's official KCNA news agency, came during what the agency described as a congratulatory visit to the Ministry of the People's Armed Forces. His address is Pyongyang's first official response to the test, which angered traditional ally China and set off a firestorm of criticism in capitals across much of the world. Media reports from Mexico say that the Mexican government is willing to extradite captured drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman to the United States. That is a sharp reversal from the government's position after his last capture in 2014. The extradition process could take months, and Guzman's lawyer, Juan Pablo Badillo, says his client will fight it.
En este caso, nuestro país...
He said, in this case, our country's national sovereignty must be respected and the sovereignty of its judicial institutions. Guzman's escape in July from a maximum security prison was a point of friction between Mexico and the United States, which had requested his extradition. The head of the Sinaloa drug cartel was returned to the Altiplano prison after being captured Friday in his home state of Sinaloa. President Barack Obama praised U.S. automakers Saturday for strong results in 2015, where domestic sales hit a record of nearly 17.5 million vehicles. In his first media address of the new year, Mr. Obama said that even though his rescue of the auto industry wasn't popular, history has proven that he made the right decision.
Our plan wasn't popular. Critics said it was a road to socialism or a disaster waiting to happen. But I'd make that bet again any day of the week. Because today, the American auto industry is back.
The industry has steadily recovered since 2009, when sales were at their lowest levels since World War II. Low gasoline prices, easy credit, and moderate economic growth are key factors in that resurgence. And the Powerball lottery jackpot drawing is less than an hour away, with more than $900 million on the line. If no one matches all the numbers, the next drawing is expected to soar to $1.3 billion, making it the most lucrative lottery ever in world history. The odds of winning are 1 in 292.2 million. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.